Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And welcome back, y'all. We are a call-in talk show for those of you that are trying to get something done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. We broadcast statewide, and it's one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. And it's our goal to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Well, you out there now have a responsibility to your new neighbor to make sure they know about Rosie on the House. 100,000 new Arizona residents in the last 12 months. 100,000 new Arizonans. So make sure they know they're welcome, but let's make sure they know how to be protected. Make sure they know about RosieOnTheHouse.com. We're here to answer your questions. If you've got that holiday project that you just, I've got one that I need a special tool to get it done, and I just haven't had the guts to call the one guy that I know has that tool, but I'm going to do it Monday. I'm gonna lean in on him and say, man, I need that one. I need that one tool.
Oh, so you're looking to borrow, not buy.
Right, yeah. I just got to make one bend with it. So
metal conduit bender? Are you running some electrical? Gas line?
I'm putting diamond plate wainscoting in my garage. So everything from wainscoting.
So like a sheet bender.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a break.
That's one tool you would borrow. A lot of times I'll still buy a tool for a one-use application, just depending on the price of the tool and the likelihood that maybe down the road I'll need it later. But I don't think I'd buy a sheet bender for one 90-degree bend.
Don't need a break.
That's a big investment for one bend.
That would sit and collect a lot of dust before it was ever used again. So maybe you've got that project that your wife or someone in the house is asking you to get done before the holidays, before the guests arrive.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll help you get it done. You can email info@rosieonthehouse.com or send text to 411-923. And we're going to get through those texts right now. And text has really changed the way call-in talk radio has operated and functioned over the last decade. And, you know, it is so much easier to read a text than talk to somebody on a cell phone who's in a car, on Bluetooth, on the highway, coming in and out of the conversation, trying to understand what they're asking. It's not like the old days where somebody would call from the comfort of their lazy boy or at their kitchen nook and sit there for 20, 30, 40 minutes and have a conversation. That texting has really shortened our conversation. So there's a lot of things we have to assume, or a lot of things we make our best guess, and we're going to do that here in these text questions. This one comes in from to 411-923. I have a two bathrooms and two questions. Number one, what is our option to convert a tub to a shower in upstairs bathroom? I'm worried it will affect the potential resale value to a family with kids. Number two, if I keep the tub, is refinishing with wall panels to replace the old tiles a good look? Bill in Gilbert. Resale value, I'm going to say that's a pretty small factor here. I don't think you would lose a sale to a home, to a family member, if the location was right. A tub's not going to be a factor at
the end. And what the realtors are telling me is that the tub's really only a factor in infants and very small kids.
But even
because once the kids are 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, they all just take showers anyway.
And in an infant stage, you're not putting them in a tub. You're doing them in the sink. You know, it's very seldom that you're getting to a 2, 3, 4-year-old. It's a little bit later where they're walking age that you're doing them in a tub.
And that's Bill and Gilbert?
It is.
Well, Bill, I can tell you, you ought to do what's right for your family. Take a good look at how long you're going to be in a home. I was just visiting with some homeowners just this week who wanted to redo 3 bathrooms, but they know they're only going to be in the house another 3 to 5 years. And I said, okay, that kind of helps us set some goals on where to spend the money. Because when the house is listed, that second bathroom upstairs isn't going to have a big impact on your sales price. But this guest bathroom downstairs and your master bath, maybe we just put lipstick on that second bathroom upstairs. But let's do some elegantly nice things in the master bath and the guest bath downstairs. So, Bill, I can tell you the bathroom shower question is a never-ending question that doesn't have a right answer. But the question about setting panels over the top of your tile or lining the tub with a new liner without having to tear everything out, that's a very, very viable option. With manufacturers in town that offer 20-year guarantees on the material, that have introduced new looks that are actually quite handsome. But know this, there are other manufacturers of that product that are doing jobs without building permits and aren't giving the warranty issue and aren't as prone to remedy chronic problems. So that in that world of bathtub liners and wall panels that go over the top of your existing tile or existing cultured marble, just know this, like in every other part of contracting, there are good guys and there are bad guys. And if the people you're talking to aren't talking about pulling a permit, then you're not talking to the right people.
Now, I can't find this online yet, so here's your next, I'm not going to say million-dollar idea, but I think somebody can make a few bucks with this. Picture this. You get rid of the tub. You put in a shower. You've got a low 2-3-inch lip you got to step over to get into your tub. We're going to make an extension that's going to go on there, and it's going to seal. The weight of the water is even going to help push it against the seal and make it waterproof, and it's just going to be an insert you can add in to create a tub, a shower to a tub. It's just going to be a little 6. You could buy it in an 8-inch lip. You could buy it in a 12-inch lip. You could buy it in an 18-inch lip. However deep you wanted that tub, you just put a little insert. It would take a little bit of, you know, waterproofing line, and the more water you add to that, the more weight pushes against it, making it even more waterproof.
Not unlike the sit-in tubs that they've come up with in the last few years.
It would be similar to that. So if it hasn't been invented yet, there's an idea for somebody, and we'll put that, once we get our Rosie on the House manufacturing plant, Gary, go and add that to our product list on the assembly.
It's being done right now.
And I tell you, at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we are removing a lot more tubs than we are refinishing.
Now,
that third bathroom, if you've got 3, maybe a tub can live there, so you have one. But there are very, very few families anymore asking to keep the tub. They're virtually all going to shower.
I got a question. Those bathroom panels that he's talking about,
yeah,
are they resistant to mold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the 100% acrylic are completely inorganic. There's nothing there that can motivate mold to start. So, and very easy to clean. No grout joints with pores to get settled in the roots of the mold. So I'm a big fan on it. I can remember as a kid, the first place we ever saw that was at Waweep Marina at Lake Powell. And my mom, the mother of 7, looked at those one-piece shower panels and said, holy cow, if I could have thought of one thing to invent, I wish I could have invented those. Because you could literally dismount the shower head on the end of the hose and clean the whole thing with one big wash down and a little brush. And no grout and no caulk joints. I'm a big fan of them.
The texts continue to flow in. We've got Chip and Chandler. We've got Mike and Maricopa. We're going to hit Joyce and Gilbert next. I have a 1983 HVAC system that just went out. 36 years old, you got your money's worth. I don't know how to size the unit on the roof and what size I should have my new air conditioning. I don't want to get scammed. I'm a senior single woman and I need your help. Thanks. Well, first tip. Don't tell anybody you're single. When you get the proposal done, you say, thank you very much. I'll talk it over with my husband when he gets home, and we'll follow up once we've made our decision. Don't ever tell anybody you're a single senior citizen. The wrong person just sees that as an opportunity to do exactly what you don't want, and that's to take advantage of you and scam you. So step number one, don't ever tell anybody you're single. Second, if you're using a Rosie certified partner, you won't have to worry about that. These are guys that we would send to our grandparents' home. They're the same people that do work on our homes. They've been vetted, licensed, bonded, insured, and in business at least 5 years. In fact, the newest HVAC company on our network is 15 years old. The one that's been in business the longest is 65 years old. These guys have been around for a long time, and there's a reason for that. Some of them do offer discounts for senior citizens, some 10, some 15%, and then just get a couple estimates. And they should do a load calculator to determine the correct size of HVAC equipment, because it's not a standard one-size-fits-all like we used to use in the past. So go to rosieonthehouse.com, put in your zip code, select the category, you'll find the contractor right for you.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure, and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside, whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.